Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Do you feel that you're in balance? Do you feel that you're in harmony with everything that's going on around you? You know, these are two of my favorite words. I use them a lot when I write. And from a medical point of view, they actually give a good definition of the term homeostasis. Because homeostasis is the medical term when everything is hunky-dory, everything is in balance and harmony. So the question is, what is it that creates imbalances and disharmony? And obviously the answer is the mind. I don't care what anybody says, and I really don't on so many different levels in so many arenas. I'm not PC correct. I probably never will be. And hopefully you shouldn't be either. We have to say what's truly on our minds, because when we internalize it, it does more damage. So let me throw out to you, if you feel that you are imbalanced, that you are in disharmony, that you are in a diseased situation, write to me. Tell me what it is. Let me help you, not only from a nutritional point of view, but also from an energetic, symbolic point of view. Because when you can understand the emotions that are creating the conflict, that is half, if not 80%, of resolution. Because understanding is the key to everything. You know, in this segment, we're going to talk about iodine. And by the way, I don't know if I gave you my email address, so write to me at michael383@me.com. And I will answer you either on the air or personally, privately, so that whatever it is you're dealing with stays just between us and is not shared with the world. I'm really good about not kissing and telling. So there's that. So one of the things that you can, that you may be in disharmony about is your thyroid. If you're cold all the time, if you're putting on weight, those are two fundamental indications that your thyroid gland is not operating at optimal efficiency. And it's funny because the thyroid, in order to operate at optimal efficiency, requires iodine, manganese, chromium, tyrosine, B6. Now, when it comes to iodine, in fact, there's a company out in the marketplace, a competitor of mine, who's bragging on having three different types of iodine. Well, you know, that really sounds good until you start investigating. And in fact, I would say to you, everything you hear sounds good, whether you hear it from me, somebody else, your doctor, your whatever. It all sounds good. And you know what? You should check it out. Don't accept anything on blind faith. Okay? Because what sounds good, because remember, the human mind is phenomenal. It can rationalize and justify any position that it takes, any statement that it makes. It will find a logical, rational, justifiable explanation. At any rate, this one company's out there bragging about having three different types of iodine. Well, they're all found in kelp. But if you go further and bring in herbs like bladder wrack, you'll end up with another two different types of iodine. So iodine is the key to the thyroid. And look at the thyroid from a different point of view. One of the things that the thyroid does is it helps maintain the metabolic rate of your body. In fact, what that does, not only does it help with the metabolic rate, but the thyroid also regulates, believe it or not, mentality, speech, and it also aids in the condition of the hair, nails, skin, teeth. What else is interesting is that your thyroid, your pituitary, and your adrenal gland are all on the same axis. So whenever, you know, if you find that your energy levels are not what they should be, I find that astounding that so many people will either do a B12 shot or they'll start taking raw thyroid. And yet, that is not the real issue. The real issue is not the thyroid gland, it's the adrenal glands and stress. Look, you know, I give you the symbolic significance of different glands, nutrients, and in here, looking at the thyroid, it's a balancer. And it balances growth. It balances. It balances everything. We already talked about what it does in the body. But let's look at iodine separately. Iodine has like four different interpretations or applications. And interestingly enough, the number four is symbolic of an advancement. One is unity. Two is balance and harmony. Three is understanding. When you are in balance and harmony between your male and female self and your spiritual and material self, you are in complete unity and complete balance and harmony, which will put you in a position of completely understanding everything you're dealing with from the within as well as without. So understanding combined with unity, 3 and 1, 2 and 2, all make 4. 4 is an advancement. So here's the 4 things that iodine is good for. 1, manifesting your intent. Or maybe I should just say the word intent. Inspiration. Regulation. Stimulation. Those are the 4 fundamental energies that iodine is essential for. And then when you tie that together with the thyroid gland, you could begin to see how it all works together. In other words, from one point of view, to manifest your intent, you have to be strong-willed and determined, and you have to have the energy and the wherewithal to pursue your intent to manifest it. This is why your willpower is so vital, because you use your will to manifest your intent, and you should be very clear about what your intent is. Inspiration. You know, inspiration is an incredible energy, because with it you can do anything, you can accomplish anything. And when it's compromised, well, that's a whole other story. Now you start getting into the doubt. Doubt will lead you to the dullness and the doldrums, and the doldrums can take you down to depression. Iodine, metabolic rate, will lift you up. And even though pantothenic acid is not key to the thyroid for its functionality, it is key to the adrenal gland. So you can begin to see a tie in there. Regulation. You know, regulation is exactly what the thyroid gland does. It regulates the metabolic rate, which means at how fast you're going to break things down and build things up. There's, you know, catabolic and anabolic transactions within the body, because you are in a constant state of repair. This is why it is so essential to give your body good, healthy, organic fruits, veggies, 100% organically grown grains. These are all essential. Last but not least, the stimulation. And on some levels, it should be your mind that stimulates you. And then once your mind stimulates you, that kicks into the inspiration. That means you're going to need to step up your activities to get things done. What does that mean in essence? You're going to be increasing your metabolic rate. So fix your thyroid, chromium, iodine, tyrosine, manganese, B6. And don't forget about your adrenal glands. They do work together. You're listening to Michael Schwartz, and I'm wishing you to be well and stay well.